the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeBrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, today on the show, we're going to talk about the latest drama with Donald Trump, former President Barack Obama. It's really about Jeffrey Epstein. I have a theory, and DeBrom, believe me when I say, this theory is going to blow your mind. It's going to be one of the biggest pieces of news out there in the last 40 years. I'm going to say that.
Whoa.
Bigger than the moon.
We didn't land on the moon, did we?
No, we did. But this is bigger than that. It's bigger than that.
Okay.
And DeBrom also did some major, major research and apparently was having some very, very deep thoughts as he was going to sleep the other night.
Vivid dreams almost even. Yeah.
But we want to remind you, you can support us on Substack. We have a page here there. The link is here in the description. And we're going to have all sorts of fun stuff on there, videos, articles, and you can support us on Substack and we'd really appreciate it. But DeBrom, look, I need to know the truth. Number one, how are you doing today? Are you happy or sad?
I am a little sad.
Oh,
you don't want to talk about that?
No. Tell me your fucking feelings. I don't give a shit. No. Oh my God. What happened? I'm worried.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just, you know, when the days start to get a little shorter, you start to realize you're closer to fall.
Death.
The death of the trees. Things starting to get colder and wetter.
It's 100 degrees right now.
Yeah, outside. But you realize you're heading that direction. So anytime after the solstice, I start to get these little moments where I realize we're headed in the wrong direction as a planet. And then springtime will come and I'll think, you know, we're doing something right here. So right now we're heading in the wrong direction. I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, DeBrom. I'm sorry you're feeling that way. I feel like you're...
How about you? How are you doing?
I feel fine. Now I feel a little bad because you know that affects me more than you, I think.
Why is it a contest? What do you mean?
It's not a contest.
Seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah.
Sad.
You know I'm sadder than you. It's not a competition. You know that. DeBrom, we understand that you've been doing some are you working in the world of finance now or something? You did some research on the Fed right now?
Yeah. I did a deep dive into the goings on, the inner workings of, you know, the Fed and how Donald Trump has been trying to pressure them to do certain things. And I don't know, it was like a week of research.
I'm excited to see this research.
Which culminated in screen recording a video.
Whoa!
On YouTube.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
That I thought we could check out.
I'd love that.
You know, something that we can discuss after we see.
I wanted to see it was the overruns of the expenses. Wanted to figure out why.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
It just came out.
I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Just came out.
This came from us?
Yes. I don't know who does that.
Now, you're including the Martin renovation. You just added
entire capital plan.
Yeah, you just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
It's part of the overall work.
So you see in that video something pretty fascinating that's happening. Donald Trump trying to imply that too much money is being spent on these renovations. The numbers just don't add up to the guy who would know, to Jerome Powell. And he does what I think a lot of people don't do, which is just
correct
shake
him.
Their head no and correct him. And you don't, it's remarkable because you don't see that. First of all, you wouldn't see a typical president, I don't think, just fudging numbers to prove his point on live TV. Like, there's a reason these scenarios, I don't know, just don't seem to happen. But also when they do with Trump, people tend to, I mean, we remember it from his COVID briefings when he would say the craziest shit and people would just kind of look at their shoes and let it happen. But do you think that Jerome Powell speaking up has anything to do with Donald Trump's whole aura being cracked right now? Or is he just like pissed? It's just been too much.
First off, Donald Trump was wearing a big boy hard hat and playing construction worker, which was fun to watch. And our buddy Tim Scott was there, a good friend, good personal friend of mine. We met at the debate. And I don't know if it's, I think Powell's just like had it with this. He's like, I know he can't fire me, like actually fire me. And I'm going to be gone in 6 months or 5 months, or whatever it is now. And he's just like, I don't need this fucking shit. I don't need
it. Isn't it amazing though? Like when you see a moment of real back and forth between people who have to work with Donald Trump, when like for the moment where like gloves are off a little bit. And when I say not gloves, not boxing gloves, like kid gloves that people have to handle him with, ego. Right. You see someone be like, no, that's actually not right. It's like so bizarre. And of course, Trump just doubles down and says, like, no, well, it's part of the overall work. And Powell points out, well, that was done 5 years ago. But it just doesn't deter Trump. He's like, yeah, well, basically, I am right, though. And he just has to have the last word. I guess I wanted to play that clip. I think some of his other advisors or people close to him could take a lesson from that. You know, when Donald Trump is saying something that you don't agree with, just start shaking your head and then eventually just say no. No.
And then he'll try and ruin you and your life and
throw you under the bus,
have a bunch of death threats thrown your way.
Right.
Well, thank you for all that research, Javelma. Can we move into the Epstein world for 1 second?
Sure.
Do you remember the movie Seven? You ever see that movie?
Seven Deadly Sins?
It was just called Seven. But
but I mean, someone was going to kill someone based on each of the seven deadly sins. Was that?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
That is exactly where I was going with this. New York Post headline. Ghislaine Maxwell holds mysterious box as she returns to Florida prison after meeting with Trump's DOJ. That's from the New York Post, so you know it's good. But she was holding a box after she met with the Department of Justice. And people are wondering,
What's in the box?
Was it a severed head? I don't know. We don't know. Was it Brad Pitt's wife in the movie? I don't know.
It's pretty dark stuff. I guess we'll find out what happens, what she says. But a lot of people are saying this.
Have you heard this?
That her only motivation would be to get her sentence shortened. And
or
so
just completely be
blow
free.
Everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she wants to
I don't know. People are saying, which does make some sense to me, that Donald Trump is kind of her hope of getting her sentence shortened. So anything that she said would kind of probably be in service of that. And it just goes to show, like, conflict of interest in terms of saying the truth when the president himself is implicated, like, where... How would you ever feel like you're getting the truth? Why would that ever be the case? Unless he was like, immediately release it and I don't care. And you know, unless that was the approach, which it has not been, where there are always going to be questions.
Well, Trump said on Friday, today, when we were recording this, he said that he was asked about pardoning Maxwell.
Is there a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell?
It's something I haven't thought about. It's really something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
And he said, well, he hasn't thought about it. It hasn't even crossed his mind.
Hasn't
even crossed my mind. He's like, when he's asked about anything, he's like, I haven't seen it. I don't know this thing that I just wrote a truth about.
Oh, that Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, that guy. I had a whole different guy in mind.
But then he said, it is within my power, which is like a technically true thing to say, but also a little bit of a weird thing to say about somebody who's been convicted of sex trafficking.
Not weird in his world. I think that's his mob boss way of saying, I can help you before she testifies. That information will make it to her, obviously, and she's going to have to think about what she says. And I just think this is how he operates. He just says things that are very obvious what he means by them, but are technically just statements.
Yeah, I do want to give him credit for one thing.
Yeah.
He did not wish her well this time, which was big step for him. Not wishing a convicted sex trafficker well, with the most notorious, you know.
Right. So you're trying to just give him a reasonable bar. Knowing what he's capable of, you were trying to set him up for success here a little bit. And you're saying he did pass that little test.
That little, he cleared that bar.
Right. And so just before we get on to other stuff, I mean,
sure.
All these things that he's throwing at the wall. Obama is treasonous. He needs to be charged.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that in a second, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wondering, do you think the purpose of this, it just kind of occurred to me last night as I was falling asleep, like, you know, he can't possibly genuinely believe these things or explain why they weren't pursued at different times. Like it's just so obvious it's tied to what's going on in his political life right now. But do you think he's trying to give his supporters talking points so that they can go out into the world and not just be stumped when people say, what about this Epstein stuff? They're going to pair him as they always have
for good lives
for their conversations. And I actually think that's important because when they discuss things with their friends are going to say all the obvious stuff. What about saying you're going to release the stuff then saying it doesn't exist and all the ridiculous dumb shit that's happened over the past, you know, couple of 3 weeks or so.
Being a little hard on him right now. I don't know, but yeah.
You like to give him a little...
I always give
little
him
little low bars of success.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just saying he wants to give his people something to say. And I think that's what he's doing. He's kind of like putting these things out there so that people can say, you know what, I still do support Donald Trump because Obama did this, or what are some of the other things he's thrown out there. Now you have something to talk about at the bar, in your garage while you're lifting weights and pounding beers with your buddies, whatever people are doing. That what people are doing?
That's what we do a couple times a week. Yeah.
So I wanted to bring that up because I think that's an important part of what's going on. He's always signaled to his supporters the things they should be saying, and he keeps it simple and he repeats it. And then they say it. We see this at these rallies. And I think that's what he's doing again. He's like, we're going to have to change our talking points. I'm going to have to say this stuff. I'm going to have to like pull some strings, some levers to make it feel credible. And then I'll get these people to switch their talking points to suit what's going on. And maybe he's going to be successful. Next thing I want to talk about is the polling that says, you know, certain people say MAGA's in an uproar. They're not going to drop this. This is the first cracks in the MAGA armor that we've really seen. They're turning on him. But the polls say that he's been relatively steady in terms of approvals. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong about that. No, it has gone down, especially with the Epstein thing. He's like underwater, like 35 points on Epstein.
Specifically Epstein, but his overall approval
is the lowest
up
of
and
any
down
president.
And up and down.
It's very bad.
It was similar to his first term, I think.
It's lower than at this point in his first term.
All right. I mean, I'll trust you on that.
I mean, bring up the numbers, dude. I think I read that in an article the other day.
And then the last thing I wanted to say before jumping in, these are just things running around.
Yeah, you're just saying you just got like five things in a row.
I know we have some music to get to and some other things to get to, maybe things you thought about, but these are the things that I was thinking about as I was falling asleep. Part of this, it's good to try and keep him accountable to things, which has always eluded everybody. But in the meantime, while everyone's focused on this, and as they should be, he's doing other things. Other things are continuing to move forward. You know, alligator Alcatraz exists. People are being deported. But even more specifically, I saw something on now this, I think, Instagram. But it was basically saying that my trusted sources. No, but I mean,
more your one news source.
Like hard numbers here, but basically the agency focused, one of the agencies focused on human trafficking has been like decimated under his watch. And it's so related to what's going on, but it's not, doesn't seem like it's widely reported, but it says that the office had nearly 90 workers at the start of his term. About a dozen were left due to the voluntary resignation program. So they got people to quit, and then half were fired and the other half were demoted. So it just doesn't like exist anymore. So just a reminder that other things are continuing to happen. Something to think about.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. I agree. So you alluded to the...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Obama story. And I just want to read this CNN headline here. It's very simple. Trump accuses Obama of treason, which was true. That is a true headline. He did say that. This is from Zachary Wolf, CNN. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard on Friday released a slew of documents that she said implicate members of the Obama administration for, quote, treasonous behavior during the 2016 election. And then Trump on Tuesday night was speaking and he told Republicans just what you just said. Basically, he literally said it. If when people ask you about things they shouldn't be asking you about, parentheses, Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, me being in the Epstein files, don't bring up Obama, bring up Obama. That's all you have to do. Bring up Obama and that he committed treason. And he did the thing that we've seen him do a million times where he, and this was like not at a Trump rally. It was with like a room full of people who were elected officials and worked in government. And he was like, Obama, you committed treason. He's like, oh, look, the red light on the camera just went off.
Obama cheated on the election. Look, the camera just went off. Obama, the red light just went off. Can you believe these people, how bad they are? Obama cheated when they give you all nonsense. Obama cheated.
Did you see that? They turned it off. These people, I can't believe it. Which is just like, you know, like one of his like half jokes that he says at a rally, but also like his supporters actually believe that that's real, that like the cameras are going off, even though he could be like, I'm just kidding around. Because we've talked to people that believe that at rallies.
Right.
Even and he was using that. Even though we're watching the fucking video of him do it and it has not gone off. The camera has not gone off. It is just wild to see him do that whole like angle with just people, a room full of people who are not like Trump supporters who believe that he's telling the truth and know that he's lying about that. But he got a laugh. He got a laugh. So maybe he was just going for laughs. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But can
he's usually just trying to win the room, you know? He'll say whatever.
And look, DeVram, you know me. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, right?
Always. You're always talking about kindness and second chances and all that.
Yes, exactly. So I have been thinking about this. And I'm like, because I think to a lot of people, they're looking at Trump going out here and accusing President Barack Obama of treason for the 2016 election. And they're thinking this is just, he's just doing this so people won't talk about Epstein.
Right.
And, you know, for a while, I have to admit, even I believe that. I thought, yeah, he's just doing this stuff like the Rosie O'Donnell, all the other stuff he's doing. That's just like,
well, I just was just talking about how that's what I thought. So you're saying for a while, you even thought I thought
you're like at this, your stupid idea. I was even believe that. Yes.
At your lowest, you were thinking similarly to me. Okay. Gosh, this is getting interesting. Yeah.
So then I was thinking if that's not true, if he's not doing this to just deflect and get people talking about something else, why is Donald Trump going after Obama right now? Just seems odd when all this information and was out there and there was intelligence reports and all that. And Marco Rubio, his own Secretary of State, was the head of the committee that like did this whole investigation on the 2016 election. At first, I thought this was just him deflecting this Obama business where he's accusing him of treason. But then I realized all of this might be connected to Jeffrey Epstein, what he's doing with Obama. And I kind of took a lesson from some of the people that we talked to at rallies. They say some theories that, I guess, for lack of a better term, would be big if true. And I started doing my own research and kind of like thinking outside the box a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think I know why Trump is going after Obama. So let me just show you a couple of things.
Sure, sure. Hit me with it.
All right. Take a look at this picture. You see this picture, Jerome. What is this? What's the picture? Can you describe it?
This is Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, famous photograph that has been circulating, you know, for many years.
We put postcards of this photo in Trump Tower.
Right. It's been, I'll say it's been circulating.
Yes, it has been. Now, we've all seen this, right?
Yes.
We've seen this photo. And it's out there a lot because Donald Trump, like, allegedly was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And I started going back and looking through some of these old articles about Trump and Epstein. And if I could, do you mind reading this from New York Magazine? This quote.
Sure. So we have an excerpt here. You're saying it's from New York Magazine. Epstein likes to tell people that he's a loner, a man who's never touched alcohol or drugs, and one whose nightlife is far from energetic. And yet, if you talk to Donald Trump, a different Epstein emerges. I've known Jeff for 15 years, terrific guy. Trump booms from a speakerphone. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do. Many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey Epstein enjoys his social life.
Okay. Seems like that's a little bit damning to Donald Trump, right? If you look at that, like, he's saying that Jeffrey Epstein likes young girls. He knows that he likes young girls. And then this news broke, this Wall Street Journal report this week about Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, and that said that Donald Trump is mentioned in the Epstein files. Not necessarily this list that may or may not exist, but he is mentioned in the Epstein files. And if you would, Devron, would you just read this headline?
Okay. See, Justice Department told Trump in May that his name is among many in the Epstein files.
Okay. So Trump implicated in these Epstein files. He's in it. And that he had told the reporters when asked about it that he was never told that he was in the files. He said that. Right. So this all of this, if you put this all together, it looks bad for Donald Trump, right?
It does.
Then I had this moment, and you know, when you like connect a dot and you're like, well, if this is true, then this is true. And if that's true, then this is true. And it changes your whole world view on things.
Right. Like with a piece of red yarn, when you connect the dots on your corkboard.
Yes. You've seen my corkboards. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've got it over there. I would use it as a prop, but I didn't actually make it. So I realized something. We talked to a woman in Ohio in 2022, I believe, who said, or maybe it was 2021, who said that she believed that Joe Biden was really played by Jim Carrey, who was wearing a mask. And then we've heard from a lot of different people that all these people we think we're seeing are not really the people that we think we're seeing. They're actually actors in masks,
right,
playing those people. And then I realized something. I know why Donald Trump is going after Obama. Because Obama, if you look at any of these pictures, look, I'll pull this up one more time. So this is Jeffrey Epstein with Donald Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Computer, enhance.
Whoa.
Yes. What is that? Can you describe that right now?
So I'm looking at what seems to be the exact same photograph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Jeffrey Epstein leaning in toward what was Donald Trump in the previous photograph. But now Barack Obama's head is where Donald Trump's used to be.
Right. And that was just using an enhancement technology.
An enhanced feature?
An enhanced feature. Yes. Okay. Yes. So now...
And that was just once. You just did it once. You didn't have to enhance over and over
again. I haven't tried enhancing again. Let me try enhancing. Enhance again. Oh. Back to Donald Trump. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's try enhancing a third time. Enhance.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Okay.
And it probably doesn't even let you enhance more than that. So this is the actual image.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So now if you will you please read this? And you can start at the end yet if you want.
Okay, so this looks similar to the previous
New York Magazine
excerpt that I read. New York Magazine. Epstein likes to tell people that he's a loner, a man who's never touched alcohol or drugs, and whose nightlife is far from energetic. And yet, if you talk to Obama, a different Epstein emerges. I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. Obama booms from a speakerphone.
Whoa. Is that not a little weird?
Be with. It is very weird. And when you replace the name, basically in the photograph, you replaced. Well, I don't know.
I enhanced.
You enhanced.
Yes.
Did you enhance the article as well?
Yes.
It goes on to talk about he likes beautiful women. Many of them are on the younger side. But Obama emerges as opposed to Trump's name. And that's pretty fascinating.
Isn't that it's a little bit like odd, right?
Right. Devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Love the research that you've done.
Thank you.
When you, I'm seeing this Obama written in here, and I'm seeing it almost in a different font, almost in a bold font, almost like what was there previously was erased.
Right.
And that, like, almost like Obama has been placed on top, like in some sort of, I don't know, photo editing software or something. Is that, am I way off base?
I hate to stop you here, Devram, but you sound a little bit like a conspiracy theorist right now.
Okay.
Like you could see it right there. Right.
It's right there in front of my face.
All right. And then just read this headline, please. Viewers,
our listeners just then as I kind of like let.
This is after just one enhancement.
Better of me. Okay. So one enhancement here. We have an article that looks similar to the previous article I read, I guess I'll say. I'll read it again here. Justice Department told Obama in May that his name is among many in the Epstein files. That's wild.
Okay.
And then, so, of course, the
do you understand subheading. What's happening here?
So I guess you've enhanced the articles as well, or yes. Or did you just? Yeah,
I enhanced the articles as well. So basically what I've realized is Donald Trump is going after Obama because all those pictures you saw of Trump with Epstein, that was really Obama with Epstein. And all the bad quotes that Donald Trump said, where he was like, Jeffrey Epstein likes young women, even younger than me, maybe, like that was actually Obama. Obama was saying that wearing a Trump mask to try and, you know, poison the well, so to speak.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Did Obama write that letter in Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday?
Oh, my God. Yes, probably.
Donald Trump says things like I didn't do that.
Yes.
Did he really not do that?
I mean,
he said I've never made a picture in my life or whatever he said, like
I've never written a picture or something.
But was he telling the truth? Has he never written a picture in his life?
Yeah, I think he was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's heavy stuff.
Honestly,
I mean, you did this, so I'm not going to talk about your process, but should we tell anyone out there they should feel free to enhance any of the photographs they have or the articles that they have?
Yeah, all you have to do, and here, I can, like, do it again here. So it's like, this is the one of them, and then you pull up an article, right? And just make sure the computer, you're looking at the computer.
Yeah.
And then you just say, computer, enhance. And then it
does. Whoa.
There you go. So it's... Yeah, you see that in movies and stuff.
And if it doesn't really work, I would say keep doing it until it does, right? It will eventually work.
Keep screaming at your computer for as long as you want. The long and the short of it is, I think we have to trust Donald Trump, because if you look at the actual evidence, all the evidence supports that it was actually Obama wearing a mask, pretending to be Donald Trump, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
You were complimenting my research capabilities. You went and you did research that I don't know has ever even been done. You enhanced these things that we take for granted that are out there, and you enhanced them, and they're totally different now.
Well, I'm sorry I had to blow your mind today. I hope you're feeling, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like when I hear something that kind of blows my mind, part of me is like, whoa, and moved by that, but part of me is like, wow, now I can see the world as it truly is.
Right. I'm waking up. Also, I'm not thinking about the weather anymore. So that's nice.
Yes. Now I'm thinking about
a whole other thing on my mind. Yeah.
Did you also know that the government controls the hurricanes? That's another thing.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene said they got to stop doing it. She said, stop doing that. Though I guess there's no man-made climate change, governments are controlling the weather, which I think is kind of the same thing as climate change. Hard to say.
Yeah, hard to say. Hard to say. Well, do you want to talk about Hulk Hogan dying, DeVrom?
I kind of wanted to ask a broader question really fast.
Sure.
I mean, do you think, so Hulk Hogan, undoubtedly a big, feature of pop culture for decades, is now the time to remember him or to criticize him? You see people online, a lot of people are using this as an opportunity to criticize him for some legitimate things. When someone dies, is it the time to just kind of remember them, good and bad, or is it time to lay into them about what maybe you didn't?
I think it's the time to when someone dies, it's the time to get as many points as you can on social media and likes and retweets and stuff like that. So
okay, so
whatever you can do,
some of the takes I've seen out there.
Yes. So whatever you can do to get more clout online, whether you took a picture with them at one point or you have some personal story that's really not important.
But positive personal stories don't necessarily help as much with the clicks.
And I would say
he's been a bigger part of your life.
Oh, it's true. It's true. Suburban Commando, one of my favorite movies of all time. Mr. Nanny, Karate Kid 3, High Noon at something amusement park or something. Not Terrible Karate Kid, excuse movie. Me. Three Ninjas, excuse me. So I feel this way about a lot of death. And I feel like with this death, with Hulk Hogan, obviously he was such a huge influence on professional wrestling, which was something I've been a fan of for years and years and years. But when anybody dies, I think it's always important to remember, yes, it's sad, but what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And for most of our viewers who aren't going to understand what the hell you were doing there,
mm-hmm.
you want to explain?
No. Do your own research like I did. Got it. So DeVron, before we get out of here, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience?
I do. I do have some words of wisdom.
Okay. I'd love to hear that.
These aren't exactly words of wisdom if I'm being really honest, but I just wanted to take this moment to share that, our podcast is coming to an end. This will be the very last episode. So of course, as everyone knows, it's due to the pressures resulting from the current political climate.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us wanted to thank everyone who has listened, supported, engaged with us over the years. I know I wanted to let everyone know that all of your encouragement has meant such a great deal to us, and it kept us going through some really hard times over the years. And, we don't know what comes next. But we hope that we will be out there. We will reconnect with all of you in the future.
And we have something to ask. It's just because we're making this big announcement that is true. If they have a picture of us or they took a picture with us at some point, post a picture of us on social media and just prove that your relationship with us. Use us to get likes.
Maybe criticize us a lot or whatever you would do.
Whatever you need to do. I'm sure it's going to be different on different sides of the political aisle. All right, DeVron. We should
wrap up that I just want to say that, this is not true.
Okay.
It wasn't true. We're not stopping doing the podcast. It hasn't been canceled in any way. But isn't it kind of weird that we live in a world where that could be true? Or maybe it's not.
I don't know that would that be true? I mean, because of the network that pays us all the money to do this show.
I think you're starting to get it. Yeah. Just a little something to think about.
Food for thought, for sure.
Food for thought. A really heavy way to end things, but I just thought it was important to bring up.
Yeah, that was the opposite of a moment of truth, I guess.
It was a lie.
It was just
extended
a lie. All right. Well, thank you so much. And
let me tell you a little moment of truth here. Bees, if you're making honey from bees, it will taste different based on the different pollinating they're doing from whatever flowers are in bloom at the moment. So if you're getting honey, you really like that honey, maybe find out from the producer which flowers were in bloom when that honey was being harvested.
All right. For all of us here at The Good Liars, we want to thank you for listening to the show today. We'll see you next time. Thanks, DeVron.
Bye, Jason.
Bye. Well, forever, I guess.
Yeah.